It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin. Thanks for joining us once again on AM Live. I see this past week you had quite an interesting trip to the Kalahari with Saki Makazoma. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, the one-time Robben Island prisoner Saki Makazoma is at the forefront of South Africa's newest mine in an impoverished part of South Africa's northern Cape province. And I was down there with him, and he's been joined by a great mining luminary, Brian Gilbertson. And, of course, Gilbertson saw the future. He was the man who turned our Gencore mine here into Billiton and then BHP Billiton, and it became the biggest mine in the world and the most profitable mine in the world. And he's seeing the future again, and he's seeing it together with Saki Makazoma, and together they see a good demand coming for the quality of manganese that we produce down in the Kalahari, and also the proximity of this manganese to the surface. It's shallow, so it can be mined quite cheaply, and the funding of this operation is very good, and also the broad-based black economic empowerment. So it's all equity funding. There's no debt. They're unencumbered. There they're going. They're starting to turn the sods and get this new mine, which is the cheapy mine, and then the big issue will come, logistics. Because this is where the state needs to come in. We might have the best manganese in the world, and a lot of the commentators there were just saying this is like a dream world. I mean, people with manganese interests elsewhere saying the quality of the ore is just superb, and it's large and thick and shallow and homogeneous and continuous. It's like a dream, one fella said. And another said, the seams are so thick, it's like standing under a 16-story building, glancing up and saying, right, that's solid manganese. Now, you just don't get that in the world, but it'll stand or fall by our logistics.
And in terms of the worldwide demand for manganese, what does that look like at the moment?
If you're going to have steel, you need manganese. And any development in the world needs steel. And you can't make steel without manganese. And the quality of the manganese in China is diminishing quite substantially. And we see that, this has got a 37% manganese content, this manganese in that at the Chipi mine and nearby is also, you get 44% manganese, whereas in China they're looking at below 20% at the moment, which means you need more energy, which adds to a whole lot of dynamics, which could create quite a strong demand for us.
You were speaking about manganese and the logistics that go with it. Now, apparently, the increasing the capacity of South Africa's manganese rail line to Kucha is being seen as a matter of national urgency.
I'm so pleased about that, because also down in the Kalahari with us in the sands of the Kalahari was the newly reinstated Transnet Freight Rail Chief Executive Siyabonga Gama. And it was fantastic to see the urgency of spirit in him. And he was saying that, it is now a national issue. It's one of national urgency to get the logistics right for these new manganese miners in the Kalahari. And of course, these are all new black controlled. I mean, it's 51% of this, or close to beyond 50%, is in the hands of blacks. So these are all new mines.